Welcome to the Limitless Soul Podcast, where we go deep and keep it light on hot topics around spirituality, energetics, and the honest truth about what it means to be a limitless soul. Together, we'll fine-tune our frequency, embrace personal power, embody worthiness, and learn to trust your own intuition above all else in a world that wants to claim your mind. Get ready to redefine what's possible for your life and reignite your passion for living wholly and on purpose. I'm your host, Kelly Mason. I'm an integrative astrologer, multidisciplinary energy worker, author, creative, and freedom lifestyle enthusiast, and I'm here to help you get on the path to your limitless soul. I am so excited that you're here. Welcome to the show. Hello, all you limitless souls. This podcast episode just might sound very close to nature, and that's because I am. And I thought, you know, today we're going to be talking about the four elements. We're going to be talking about slowing down and connecting with nature and using nature and co-regulating with nature as a way to expand into higher consciousness and allow ourselves the permission to enjoy the ride. And I am very much enjoying a ride right now, a very wild ride. My husband and I came to Portugal, and we've been here for a couple, time is flying. I've been here for over a week, and I'm going to stay for another couple days. So I wanted to record this while I was here. And one of our last stops is down in the south of Portugal in the Algarve coast. And you may have seen it before. It's these beautiful limestone rocks jutting out the sea and just an insane landscape on Mother Nature. It's just gorgeous. And our little villa is at the end of this quiet little street in Luz near Lagos. And I couldn't help but sit here and record this podcast for you with the windows wide open and the waves crashing in the background. The sun just came up and we've been feeding these little birds on our balcony crackers. So you might hear some of the birds chirping out there, the wind blowing, maybe the sea breeze. But this episode is going to be a little spicier. We're going to talk about some things that sometimes we don't want to hear. And what I find is when I'm the closest to nature, when I'm in the most pure elements, that's when it really makes sense as to how we can form our reality around us without so much struggle, without so much resistance, and without so much really heavy expectations on the timeline. Because I don't know if you've ever noticed, but Mother Nature don't play. She goes at her own time, her own pace. She does what she wants when she wants. However, there's always this foundational rule that she cycles with, and that's the four seasons. No matter what, there's always going to be the presence of these shifts in our lives. They're unavoidable because they're surrounding us. They're everywhere. We just had the summer solstice recently, and that energetic shift is ushered in by the cosmos. So the 12 signs in the zodiac usher in each season. And the season that ushers in the summer solstice is Cancer. And it's a water sign, which is so interesting because we move into this time representative of fire, our sun, the most light that we have the entire year in the northern hemisphere. And there's so much brightness, there's so much energy, a lot of momentum. All of nature is awake, the energy is moving. And on the other side of things, in the cosmos, we're also present with this energy of Cancer, which is a cardinal energy. So each of the cardinal signs, Cancer, which is water, Capricorn, our earth sign, Libra, our air sign, and Aries, our fire sign. Each one of those astrological signs always, without falter, usher in the equinoxes and the solstices here on Earth. So we're always at these big shifts, working with two different kinds of energies, two different elements. And one of the fun parts about being human is that we're not only connected to Mother Nature and the energy that's here on our planet, we're also connected very, very, very intrinsically to the cosmos, to the entire universe, to the energies that are pushing and pulling from the heavens. And so this has become really important to me as I've navigated manifestation, as I've navigated allowing myself to feel better and better in my body, be more and more free, enjoy more and more moments of life on this earth, is that we have to play and we have to dance with all that is. We can't just pick and choose, and we have to be able to subtly listen to the nuances. They're always present. Your natal chart has your own signature blueprint. This is your frequency. This is the energy that you are working with to balance and harmonize in this lifetime. It's inherently what you came here with and the lessons that you have to learn. Now, what helps us to learn these lessons, in my opinion, is staying really in tune with nature, staying really grounded into this planet's energy, because it's true, it's honest, and it's consistent. So we just shifted into the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere. On the southern hemisphere, they'd be shifting into the winter solstice. So it is opposite. I do tend to speak on the northern hemisphere and how it relates to this astro seasonal philosophy a little bit more, because that's where I live and that's what's really familiar to me. But there is the equal opposite happening in the other end of the world, and I don't want to leave you all out. But for here, I'll just talk on this just for a moment, the duality of what we're dealing with when we have these big shifts. So moving into a solstice season, the summer solstice, it's bringing in fire. Energetically on Earth, we're working with the element of fire in the background of our lives, all of us, because that shift, the sun is bringing in the most light the longest. That is the element of fire. The sun is the element of fire. It's life-giving. It's transmuting. It brings momentum. It is the courage and the strength and the will that we need in order to bring ourselves forward, in order for energy to move forward. It's also the time where everything is the most alive. Everything is the most awake. We can see things the most clearly, outwardly, right? Because the sun is also representative of our ego. That's why our sun sign, the sun sign in our natal chart, is really familiar to us, because it is our ego self. It's the self that has identity, right? Our moon sign, right, is more inward. It's our more unconscious. It's our emotions. It's the more hidden self. So sometimes the relationship to it isn't as in the foreground, where oftentimes how we express and we exert is in our sun, because it's fire. So when we're moving into the summer solstice, what's happening in the stars is that the cardinal sign, cardinal energies, are always bringing in to our lives a moment of shift. So the reason that these cardinal signs, Capricorn, Libra, Aries, and Cancer, what they're bringing in is a 3-month shift in the seasons. So they're basically saying, hey, get ready, because these next 3 months, these next three star signs you're going to move through are going to be in this energy. They're going to be in this energy of nature. And pay attention. Pay attention if you can cycle with it. Pay attention if you're resistant to it. Pay attention if you want to close up, or if you want to run and play with it. It's always an opportunity, and nothing is ever the wrong choice. I think that's a really important thing to remember, is that you can't really make a wrong choice. We just have to choose what we're most ready to move with. And sometimes we need to drag ourselves through the mud a little bit more. I mean, I did it for a really long time. It's not the funnest, but sometimes the lesson is in the mud. And when we're ready to stop being in it, we can surrender and say, I'm going to let life move with me. I'm going to let life dance with me. It's a little bit scarier sometimes. It's a little bit faster. It's a little bit more intense. But when we allow ourselves to truly be in flow and co-regulate, I was talking about this the other day about how a lot of people talk about co-regulating with other people. And when we're in groups where the energy is really pure or there's a lot of groundedness, we can be around people who are really grounded and it can help ground us. The very same thing is applicable to Mother Nature. So if you need extra sturdiness, you need to calm yourself down, you need to ground, you can be on the earth, plant your feet into the ground. If you feel like you are so emotional and you need something washed away and you need to let go, we can go in the water. If we need some extra energy, we can be in the sun, let the light in through our eyes. And if we need some inspiration and we're feeling like we're just so in our heads and we need to get really focused and clear, we can put ourselves into the wind, let the breeze just blow through our minds. Now, each one of the elements as well has a specific purpose for helping us bring things into our lives. And we can tap into each one of these elements to support us in order to manifest, in order to create, in order to move through something that's really hard in our lives. But we can't just stay in one element. That's the trick. That's the key to working with energy, working with frequency, is that we have to allow all of it to be present, okay? This is the biggest truth bomb you didn't know you needed to hear today. Once you're done dreaming, you need to come back down to earth and be realistic. That's probably the most boring thing for magical, mystical people to hear, but it's the truth. If you stay in dreamland forever, this would be water, the energy of water, dreaming and imagining and feeling and being really in this kind of visioning state where we're creating inside of our minds and it's all happening inside of our bodies, but it's not ever manifested. And we're like, how come I can't get what's inside of me to be externalized? Because if you stay in dreamland too long, you'll never get to live your heaven on earth. Because that's what we're doing, is we're dancing right in between the earth and the stars, the heavens and below. We're bringing it into the middle, if that's how I think about it. We're bringing energy into the center in order for it to manifest. We're not going up. We're not going down. We have to explore up, explore down, come to the center, and we have to bring it in there and hold it. I might be killing your buzz right now because this kind of stuff that our parents would say is like, be really practical, get a good job, work hard. You have to follow the steps, follow the rules. And that's not really what I'm saying, but they're onto something. But maybe they just didn't know all this stuff. It's putting one foot in front of the other. Because we have to have a plan and we have to have to follow a roadmap. We have to follow the universal rules. We have to play by the rules. If we're going to create and manifest and design our lives with that softer feeling, with the more grounded feeling where you're like, okay, I'm on the roller coaster inevitably because life is wild, but I feel like I can manage. I can handle it. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm relaxed in a sense that even while chaos is happening, I can see it and I can make the appropriate choices. And we have to stop avoiding the inevitability if you want to have the dreams happen, which is we have to go through these processes. And the reason I like to bring this up around the time where the fire enters in, right? The sun is it's brightest, it's longest during summer solstice, because we can look at things as a couple different, in a couple different ways. The cycles of nature, the seasons, they all live within us. We're all in our own personal winters, our personal summers, our personal autumn, these different phases energetically, all within us, but they're all actually present in for the grand scheme of things as well. So we can tap into that and use that as these moments in time. That's how I started kind of planning out my life for my work, was that in winter, I started doing Resting Girl Winter, which is going inward and spending that 3 months of the winter cycle, not being unproductive, but being productive in a different way. Spending a lot more time quiet and slow and internal and working from that place. And then moving into spring, being in the energy of air, bringing the podcast to life, bringing things out, right? Bringing energy outward in the frequency that it is, air, communication and connection and community. So working with those elements as they exist in the natural world is a really helpful way to set up your life. That being said, we all know there's also a lot of other energy happening simultaneously, but those are some really good foundational ways to set up your life so that you're actually in rhythm with nature. And we're also connecting with the other energies that are happening, other frequencies that are happening, because they are simultaneous. I like to call this the inner outer dance, because we're doing inner work to unwind the old stories, move stagnant energy through the body. And simultaneously, it also takes outer work, because there's an applied effort happening to take the steps to sit down and listen to podcasts like this, or to do breathing techniques, I might suggest, or commit to a daily ritual to keep reminding you to come back home to your intentions. What can sometimes happen if we don't sync with nature, if we don't move with the cycles that are inherent, is that we get into a trap. And just let me know if you've ever gotten yourself into this sticky spot before. I definitely have. And that spot is, if we don't play this game of doing inner work and working internally and then doing the outer dance, right? Like moving from something like a water season into a fire season, which requires courage and strength and being seen and going out, right? You think of the energy of like the lion, Leo, Aries, the ram, like really being outward, being really seen. We can't always just stay inward and think that we need to be healing. This is where people get addicted to healing or being inward or being in a phase of figuring things out. We can get stuck thinking that we need to fix every single thing, heal every single thing, release every single trauma before we're worthy to manifest a totally different reality or dream that's been speaking to us. And once we realize this habit, it's time to take this dance a bit more public. Why I think so many people stop here and just do the healing part, just do the water part, just stay inward, never really tap into that fire and that transmutation where it just spontaneously dissolves as you courageously take the steps outward, is because the dreams seem so big, so far away, and feel really intangible. The reason that this is because we only have other people's exotic lives to compare ourselves to. And we may see someone else in a full-blown realization of an end result while we're still in our heads thinking about it. And this is where we have to come back down to earth and be really realistic, because newsflash, it's not all going to happen overnight. It will start to move in that direction if you let it, but take it from this very evolved Capricorn. Took me a while. The journey is what will make it worth the tasting of the fruit. You have to put yourself on the journey. You have to go on the roller coaster. You have to ride the ride. You have to go through all the elements. You can't just stay in one. Take the dream and distill it down just to the next steps. That's how we get there. This is energetically an earth element practice. So think about Taurus. You want the abundance. It's slow, it's steady, it's consistency. Think about Capricorn. You want a big, successful dream. That's what Capricorn represents. Hard work, loyalty, consistency, and grit. And then the other earth sign that is a part of this is Virgo. And Virgo is all about feeling organized and focused without getting distracted. So you need daily lists and habits, one thing at a time, not everything at once. We have to have the humbleness to not compare where other people are as your immediate goal and give yourself a realistic next step that if you can fully commit to and build your inner confidence, it will take you there and beyond. So before I came on this trip, I was watching the Stanley Cup Finals with my kids, and it's such a cool series to watch because the competition and the energy that is in this series is so high. It's like the highest level of exertion that you can ever imagine. Like, you look at these guys competing at this level for the most coveted award, and you look in their eyes, and I had chills watching these grown men kiss a trophy and tremble with tears of awe. And they were cheered on by thousands and thousands, probably millions of people all over the world. And there was so much hard work that went into it. Mentally, physically, emotionally, the sacrifices they had to make, the challenges they had to overcome, the things they had to learn and try again and not quit for this one moment that is so rare, most hockey players never experience it. But if all the hockey players in the world said, if I don't get the Stanley Cup the first time I play, I suck. I'm not good enough. I quit. Other people are better. It's not for me. No one would ever win because they would all have quit on their dreams. All of them. Because it's that hard to acquire. That hard. Instead, most of them, they spend their whole career dreaming about that moment, knowing it may never happen. But they keep putting in 1,000% effort because they are realistic that if they put it all out there and trust whatever happens will be worth it, it will be worth it. And that is what inspires me. That is what we have to do as big dreamers. We have to work towards the dream and trust that the journey will take us exactly where we need to be. The journey isn't always the fun part. I think that's maybe what we've gotten a little backwards. We're like, the journey needs to be the fun part. The journey can be fun, but really it's like the little pit stops on the way where we realize that we did it, right? We put in the effort. We made the plan. We stuck to the habits. We overcame the fear of being seen. We pushed ourselves past an edge. We intellectualized and thought and used our minds. These are the things, these are the elemental things we have to go through in order to really appreciate something. There's so many examples in life that I can think of that are this, right? Like childbirth. The journey of childbirth is really hard. It's really hard. Is hard, it's painful, it's exhausting. Your body goes through so much change. You can't control it. It's just like nature taking over. But the journey, even though it's challenging, can be really enjoyable because there's these little moments sprinkled throughout that remind you of your why. You are reminded why you are bringing life into this world. You're reminded of love. You're reminded of compassion and just this deep meaning of life. And so those moments of aha, realization, I'm here, I see it, I understand, those are what makes the challenges and the long sleepless nights and the aches and the pains and all of this stuff that comes along with it, no matter what, completely worth it. So as you are on this journey and you access these big visions and dreams, that's why you're here. You're a limitless soul. You're a big dreamer. You're very ambitious. You know there's more for you. you know that there's more expansiveness, more love, more freedom, more strength, more courage. There's just so much waiting there for you to show other people, right? That's why we're here. We're mirrors. We're showing other people possibility. We're showing other people how to walk this path without having to use words. We are the way. And if you're in this path with me, you're on this journey with me, just remember everything is here for you. The things that we think we need are right here, right in front of you. And oftentimes we just overlook the simplicity. So just to recap, don't get stuck in one element. Don't get stuck in just the dream. Don't get stuck in just working really hard. Don't get stuck in just overthinking things. Don't get stuck in your feelings. Those, when we get stuck, we're typically in one element too much. We have to have the balance and we have to have the flow and the cycle of them. If you get stuck, you can look to nature. What do I need? Oftentimes, what we really need is the medicine of what's present. So if you're in a season of the earth that's in the element of fire, so summer is all fire, fall or autumn is all earth, winter is always water, and the spring is always air. So you can look to just one of those things and be like, okay, what season are we in? And you can glean information from that, right? You can look at your natal chart. That you might need a little bit more help to dissect and dive into. Maybe you might need someone to help you understand your birth chart a little bit more in depth, really tap into your cosmic cycle. But beyond our really deep nuances, there are things that are collectively available for everyone. And those are the cycles of the cosmos. So you're looking at the astrology and just simply at the element that the astrology is in, and then simply what element nature is in. If you look at those two things and how they can work together simultaneously, you're going to find a lot of answers, and likely get you back pointed in the right direction. I hope you all have a wonderful day. It's been super fun hanging out and chatting today about the elements. I love this stuff. It's so powerful. It's so amazing how everything is here for us. It's all right there in the palm of our hands. Try not to get swept away with the wildness of this spinning life. You've got this. One foot in front of the other, one thing at a time. Take it day by day. You've got this.